Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. Thank you for tuning in this Monday, June 1st, 2020. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
Almost wore that shirt this morning.
Oh, yeah?
Going to happen from time to time if we wear the same thing. But I didn't. I went with Georgetown Track and Field instead of Washington Nationals hoodie. Nice. Johnny Cakes Allville's here.
Hello, Richies. Good morning to all.
And Jason Bishop.
Fellers, what's up?
That is the foursome. Did you guys enjoy your one-day weekend?
Huh. Yeah, the weather was amazing.
I did.
Weather was great. Had my sister and her husband and my niece over. We had a nice time last night. And yeah, it was nice. So it's hard to you know, really have a good time when the nation's on fire. But yeah, we had a nice time. It was beautiful weather for sure.
Oh yeah. Saturday was great.
What's it supposed to be like today and tomorrow?
Perfecto.
Today? What about tomorrow?
Yeah. I think it's like high 80.
A little warmer, but perfecto.
All right, good.
And then it's going to be right 93 on Wednesday.
Yeah.
It is hard to kind of concentrate on anything, and we'll try and be a diversion to some extent, but what is front and center? I mean, it's even here in D.C. with fires for, what, three straight nights?
I know. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, I had kind of a double whammy because just watching the news is tough because I have a three-year-old, so I try not to even put it on because she's just going to look at the screen and go, what's going on? It's hard to explain. And then my 19-year-old just got out of the hospital last night. So
yeah,
she was in the hospital for three
nights.
Bacterial
infection or something? Is that what they thought
it was? Something called C. diff, which is a bacterial infection, which apparently was a result of the antibiotic she took. She had an infection with her feet.
Oh, wow.
Like a month ago, and three doctors said, once she said what the medicine that she was taking for the foot, that led to this.
What was the medicine? Wow. Do you remember? What was the antibiotic?
I don't remember the name of it.
You don't remember? It wasn't a popular antibiotic?
All those antibiotics have long names.
Wasn't it augmentin, amoxicillin,
doxycycline?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
But she's
out
now,
but
right?
Good news. Yes, she got out yesterday.
Good.
She finally got to eat oatmeal. She was on liquid diet for like 3 days.
Right. Wow. You're like Lurch.
So I don't know what I'm going to feed her tonight.
Right.
She's been having a lot of chicken broth, apparently.
Right. Yeah, that's no fun.
Well, the best thing is she's home. Is she at your house or at her mom's?
She's at her mom's, but she'll be here later today.
Yeah. Well, good. I'm glad.
But the weird part was she's okay. Couldn't visit her. So once she made it to Shady Grove Hospital, I was able to go to the lobby and drop off a little care package, but two things. She's 19, so she's an adult, and they're not allowing visitors because of COVID.
Hmm. Right. I'm just watching this video right now of J.R. Smith. He's beating up some dude because the guy broke his window of his car. I can't blame him, I guess.
Yeah, he said something like, I had to go beat up a little white boy.
Yeah, he definitely was a little white boy.
Yeah,
he couldn't stand a chance against J.R.
Well,
Smith.
I mean, this is just, it's crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know what to make of it. A lot of people are on Twitter or like trying to get me to say something, you know, like, you know, what am I going to say? I have nothing to say. I mean, obviously the death was unjust. The protests make all the sense in the world, but the rioters are out of control. I mean, I don't know what to say.
I think
I don't
that
have anything original.
Some of the protests are impressive and great. Like I saw the protesters in Denver. They all, did you see that?
Yeah.
They all laid down for 9 minutes with their hands behind their back or hands up, chanting, "I can't breathe." That's great. But the destruction of all the property and homes and businesses makes no sense. And I know that's a small minority, but it's really disturbing.
I don't know if it's a small minority. I mean, it looks like the country's on fire at times, to be honest with you. There's a lot of opportunists jumping in here. Obviously, the Antifa stuff is out of control. I mean, it's just, you know, just people, they're just opportunists.
They're just taking advantage just of taking the situation. Advantage.
They're co-opting their cause in with
I mean, some
protests.
Of those people, they don't care what happened to George Floyd. They just want to get their PlayStations.
Yeah. That's 100% true. I know. I mean...
That's all they want.
There's the, you know, suburban kids from around here running around, you know, trying to get something. I mean, it's crazy. Mm. I mean, people are just insane.
I didn't even watch the news last night. I just assumed it would be either worse or the same as what I saw on Saturday.
Well, what I honestly don't understand is why they don't bring in more like National Guard and just, you know, no messing around and just take control. Yeah, I don't understand that. I guess
they just assume that they can handle it with their own police force, and sometimes they can't.
Well, and then the police, I mean, they take so much restraint, you know, that for the most part, they just let these people act like idiots.
But sometimes the police actually, just by being there, and they're not doing anything wrong, but their presence, the way that they look, instigates some of these people. I'm not justifying what they do. You know, I like the fact that in some of the cities, the police joined the protesters.
Right, because he's trying, like one guy said, he's trying to make it a parade, not a protest.
Right.
You know, to honor. And that's fine. And it's just, and it's great when it's that way.
Well, I mean, they've got to protect themselves or they'll have a Molotov cocktail thrown at them.
Yeah, I mean,
no question about it. I said this on Saturday, though, that the tough part of the situation is it's not just, obviously the George Floyd situation is what spurred this, but it's a buildup of the last month with all the racial incidents. And then, you know, it's just disturbing when you watch. I watched Senator Tim Scott do an interview yesterday. He's an African-American senator, Republican senator. He said he's been pulled over 7 times this year driving while black. We just, you know, the four of us don't deal with this. I've been pulled over in my life every time I was speeding. Every time.
Oh, I definitely had a moving violation whenever I get pulled over. 100%. Right.
And meanwhile, that's a senator who's been pulled over 7 times because he has a nice car and he's black. We don't deal with that. I mean, it's a buildup, an accumulation of the Mart Aubrey thing, the Central Park thing, and then the George Floyd, obviously being the worst. It's a death.
What's going on with my video? My camera dead? I bet you my... I'll have to deal with that during
the break. What's going on over there? What's going on?
My backup camera came on. I think my other camera, the power must have gone out. I had to check all
the cables.
I don't
even see any of you guys now.
You know, I don't know if that was me or I don't know what's going on.
What's going on
here? That looked like you went out. It does look like you have a different look.
It's definitely using this camera, not my silly.
Now I got you.
I don't know what happened.
Anyway, phone lines are open if you want to chime in. 800-636-1067. What did you make of it, Cakes?
I mean, it's sad to see that things have gotten to this point. I mean, obviously the Minneapolis, you know, George Floyd incident was the flashpoint, but I'm surprised that it's spread as far as it has. I mean, it's not just to the United States. You see like people marching in New Zealand and Denmark. I mean, this thing has grown some serious legs and, you know, it's shining a light on a problem. You know, African American people are killed at inordinate numbers by police in this country. It's just a fact.
Yep.
And it sucks. And hopefully this, you know, helps turn the tide on that.
It is, but you just can't riot.
No, I agree with that.
I mean,
clearly,
you know,
peaceful protest is the key.
But you're never going to have just peaceful protests. Protests at this magnitude will lead to more tension and more destruction. It just always does. Mm-hmm. It just does. You know, I mean, I don't want to come across as unsympathetic to George Floyd, because I'm not, and stupid people say I'm a racist, which is false. But where were the protests when Michael Owen, the cop that Tom Mooney's representing, killed the guy, the black cop, the black guy in the back of the squad car who was handcuffed, shot him 7 times. Where were the protests? Mm-hmm. There weren't any.
Yeah, it flew under the radar for the most part.
Of course. I mean, look, this guy is a bad cop. I mean, this Derek Chauvin guy is a bad cop. There are bad teachers. There are bad lawyers. There are bad radio hosts, you know? If the Minneapolis Police Department knew he was racist, if he is, before they hired him, they wouldn't hire him.
I would assume, yeah.
I mean,
but the problem is what
control.
Said,
you can't. This is all stemming from one person's actions.
True. However, the problem is what Cake said is that the numbers are undeniable. I saw numbers yesterday that death by a police officer is the sixth. I don't even know if I had to phrase it right. The sixth most likely cause of death for a black man in America.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
And they're 2.5 or maybe 3 times more likely to be killed by police officers than white officers. In your case, let me tell you why it wasn't a flashpoint, Jason. It wasn't videoed. The video is what fired up the nation.
Yeah.
And it's the accumulation of videos.
Well, that's the reason
it's
he's charged.
The videos of the jogger being hunted down and killed.
Right.
And then this video and the video of Central Park, which, you know, there wasn't violence there, but it's a white woman going crazy on a black man.
Well,
it's
that accumulation. That woman was nuts.
Understood. But when you put them all together, you have this reaction. Nobody's going to support riots. Nobody. And it's sad. I have no idea if and when we ever go back to D.C. what it's going to look like. I don't think there's been that much damage in D.C., but there's been damage.
Well, it's crazy. They were rioting in Tysons. But the thing is, that's what's so silly about it is the rioting gets to a point where it has nothing to do with this. It's just an opportunity to raise hell. And yeah. I don't care what anybody says. A lot of these are just organized protests. People you saw, right? You saw in the news. They're dropping off pallets of bricks for people. Okay, that has nothing to do with a peaceful protest.
Correct.
That is organized chaos. Let's take advantage of this situation to push whatever our agenda is. And, you know, it's a big problem. But I just don't understand why I'm going to call in the National Guard and just be done with these people. You know, I really don't.
I don't know. I mean,
what else would they do? I don't know. I mean,
what else would they do that the cops don't do? You're just talking about the sheer numbers? An overwhelming
show of force. You know, I saw, I think it was in New York or somewhere where, you know, people can say what they want about guns, and I don't own one, but you saw these two guys had these. People don't like these assault rifles. These guys had their two assault rifles right in front of their bakery, and nobody was taking down their bakery. None of these punk kids were going to go in there and break windows at their bakery. They were just standing there with their AR-15s. They're like, go ahead, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't blame them one bit.
Yeah, it's a crazy time. But see, the problem is, what if someone does push their buttons? Is it worth shooting someone and going to jail?
Well, yeah, everybody's got to be responsible. Got to be responsible.
No, these people aren't.
Yeah.
But you're right.
No, the protesters aren't responsible, but if you're a gun owner, you've got to be responsible. Yeah. So I don't know. I don't have any words of wisdom. It's an awful situation.
Everyone knows it sucks. But some people support it, and that, I mean, I just don't get that.
Yeah. Well, I don't think anybody really supports the rioting. People support the protesting. Yeah, I guess. Man, maybe some do. Maybe some think it's okay to just burn the country.
I haven't really seen that. People support the protesting, not the rioters. And I do think that is
obviously a small minority. Yeah, I mean
I don't think it's a small minority at this point. I think it's a ton.
There were a ton of guys running through the Target in Philly.
I understand that, but you'll see hundreds, if not thousands, of people protesting. The hundreds and the thousands are not the ones who are burning.
Yeah, but they're all over the country. It's too many incidents to just say it's a small minority. I mean, maybe it is in a sense. It's not 330 million people, but it's a lot of people raising hell and Molotov cocktails and everything else. It's just insane.
But, yep.
I mean, you can't even believe what you're seeing.
Well, in some ways, I'm very happy we're not in D.C. right now because it's not like we're that far away from the White House.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't even know exactly where. I mean, they lit the church on fire last night.
How about the Fredericksburg Police Department was almost set on fire?
Yeah. And then, yeah, it's so bizarre, too, where, like, the police are, like, abandoning their posts. I mean, I don't know.
I mean, they're spray painting over the World War II memorial? Yeah. Come on.
Yeah.
So, I mean, these people, they just want to cause destruction.
Yeah.
And create more violence, and it's just dumb.
All right, I don't think we can shy away from it. We'll open up the phone lines, take some of your calls next if you want to chime in. Maybe you were at the protests. Maybe you've been affected by the protests. Because it has come, like you said, to Fredericksburg, D.C. I can't even keep up with the news. Like, it started with Minneapolis, and that, of course, is the hub. And then so many cities all across America, as Cake said, some protests in other countries at the U.S. embassies. It's out of control.
Let me
here
just say
in
this.
DC.
The quarantine is officially over. No one cares about the quarantine.
Yeah,
no one cares about masks.
That's obvious.
It was a ruse. It's over. That's over. So we don't even have to worry about that.
I noticed that most of the protesters were wearing the masks. So.
Some people are. But, I mean, nobody cares about the quarantine.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
The quarantine is
There's
over.
Thousands of people hugging each other.
It's officially over. It was a ruse to begin with, and it's over.
Mm-hmm.
So.
A ruse by who, though?
It was
the president
by
had a commission. The president had a commission, and they said shut down the economy. So
yeah,
that's
yeah.
what happened.
Yeah, but the continuation of it for months, it shouldn't have happened.
Hey,
the president botched it, believe me.
You can talk
believe
to Governor Larry Hogan. They're just opening up today here in Montgomery County.
Oh, Hogan botched it, too. He's a big botcher. He botched it. Trump botched it. Tons of politicians botched this.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. If you want to chime in with your feelings, 800-636-1067. I do know later in the show we're going to have Antonio Daniels. He had a tweet about what's been going on. He's one of our favorite guests, basketball guy, so we will talk to him. That's later in the show in the 9 o'clock hour. It's the Junkies coming right back live on The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Phone lines are open at 800-636-1067. Mentioned that we're going to have Antonio Daniels on the show. He's one of our favorites. Usually we have Antonio to break down hoops. But he tweeted just a few hours ago, "I'm angry that this is America. I'm angry when people that don't look like me become silent. I'm angry that people will see my skin and not my heart. I'm angry that we choose to avoid uncomfortable conversations. I'm angry that me and my wife must eventually have the talk with our two-year-old son." Jason and I had Jamion Christian, who's the head coach of GW, on the show on Saturday morning. And he put out a tweet. And this, again, is something that we can't really relate to. We've never been pulled over for driving while black. But he writes about how his parents had a talk with him when he was young. And he says, "Can you imagine teaching a child 5 to 7 years old what to do in case someone was heinously trying to kill you? Can you imagine that reality for a child? Can you imagine trying to teach a child where to run, how to run, and what to do when someone is chasing you with a weapon, trying to take your essence of life away? I was that child." Powerful words from the head coach at GW. And that is what's beneath the surface of all these riots and protests.
Yeah, I just lack the words, dude. I don't know what to say.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we all feel the same way, that the killing is obviously unjust, but you're losing sight of it with this. You lose track of what's going on. It just becomes the nation on fire.
True, but once we get beyond this, you would hope that it effectuates some change, because that's the way a lot of people feel, and they've got to deal with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I just don't.
Well,
yeah.
But on the flip side, that's the way the racists feel, and you're not going to change their minds.
Well, it changes over time. I'm more positive now. We grew up in, and I think things are better from when we grew up in the 70s. Right now, it's better, but it's got to continue to improve.
Right, but there's always going to be unjust. I mean,
there's always going to be bad cops.
There's priests that molest kids. It's always going to happen. There's parents that kill their kids. There's always going to be injustice.
Of course, but you try and make things better.
We all agree.
The thing that sucks specifically about this case is that the officer had, I think it was 18 documented complaints against him before. Before he killed George Floyd. So you would have thought at some point he would have been removed from the force. He wasn't.
Well, you should praise.
What kind of complaints were they? Were they complaints?
I didn't look into all 18 complaints.
I don't know that a lot of those things can even be publicized.
Yeah.
It depends on the state law and the way that they structure the police there. A lot of times they're protected, so a lot of that information doesn't necessarily come out. You may see that there have been complaints, but you may not be able to get into the specifics.
Yeah, yeah. Well, right, you should be praising the fact that the it was caught on video, because if it wasn't, those four officers would still be on the force, and there would be no charges. Well, because they would have just said, you know, he died of natural causes, or he had a heart attack, or, you know, you wouldn't have been able to tell what the cause of death was if that wasn't caught on the video. And again, I'll go back to my original sentiment. There are bad cops out there, but 99% of the cops wouldn't do that.
Of course.
The only time a bad cop is highlighted is when something like this happens, right? All the good things that cops do are just, I don't know, they're taken for granted. And, you know, it's sad that that's the way it is, but it is.
It definitely stains the police force. But again, going back to like what Cakes mentioned, is it happens too often. It's just not caught on video.
Right, I agree.
And sometimes it's not harmful, let's say, in terms of physical harm. But can you imagine, it's hard to put ourselves in that situation, but can you imagine being somebody who is pulled over for simply driving 7 times in a year, driving while black?
Right. But my question is, how is that going to change?
Well, I don't know.
Is protesting going to change it? It's not. Protesting is going to make it worse.
I don't know that it makes it worse.
Doesn't?
I think that eventually.
Look how many people
lost their businesses.
Rioting makes it worse.
Of course, that's horrible. But in terms of big picture, having police departments that are maybe more sensitive towards their abuses.
Well, police departments don't want this to happen. It's the result of a bad guy. It's not systemic throughout the entire Minneapolis police department, or the Washington D.C. police department, or Chicago, or Seattle, or wherever they're protesting. Most of those cops are good guys. But there's a bad one out there, and he does this. And just think about what that guy did. I understand that you're throwing out all these other instances. By the way, down in Florida, that wasn't a cop. That's just a racist white guy who shot Aubrey. And again, charges were brought up. Charges were brought up here.
He was an ex-cop, I believe.
Okay, it's fine. But, you know, it's homicide, whatever. He was charged, and so was the other guy.
Are the other three officers who were just standing idly by. I don't think they've been charged yet.
Not yet, but maybe there's going to be pressure to charge them.
But Jason, isn't part of the problem is that these officers don't end up seeing prison, that they get off? So
the guy in South Carolina didn't get off. He was charged with murder and convicted.
Some of them, but
That's up to a jury.
I know, but
up to a jury. I mean, that's now you got to blame the jury members.
Well, that's also part of the, you know, I've heard a lot of discussion this weekend about, you know, why haven't the other officers been charged, or why is he only getting charged with a third degree? Yeah. You know, they got to make sure they can convict these guys.
But Jason, I don't disagree with you on an individual basis. Most police officers are trying to protect society and do right. However, I just read you some words from Antonio Daniels.
Yeah.
And Jamion Christian, the head coach at GW, and they're giving you a perspective of what it's like. We didn't grow up black. Growing up black, having your parents give you a talk when you're 5 years old about what to do when you're confronted by police officers. Mm-hmm. That's not just imaginary. That's because things happen.
Well, I'm not saying it's imaginary. I'm saying that you can't control the racist actions of one guy. That's the way he feels. If you knew he was like that, you would never hire him. So all of this is stemming from one guy's action. All these protests, all the fires, the riots, one guy's action. One.
Well, if it was one without the history, then you could say it was because of that one. But it's one given all of the history.
All right, what I'm saying is to you is it's always one guy's action. It's not a department's action. It's not a state's action. It's not a government's action.
Sure, it's not.
And
state
it's bad apples. It's the bad apples.
It's a bad apple, and you've got to deal with the bad apple. You know what I mean?
So
but
every time
protesters have to be consistent.
Okay, but
if you're going to protest, if you're going to protest when an unarmed black guy gets killed, protest it every time, and they don't.
Well, because it's not necessarily caught on video and it's not an accumulation. Like I said, I think it's a combination of Arbery, Central Park. There's been a bunch of incidents recently and more and more are on video and it's reached a boiling point. I'm not justifying riots. It's awful. It's awful to watch. I told you on the day that the video came out, the next morning, we started off doing our show and I told you I couldn't sleep after watching the video. Mm-hmm. The video is that disturbing.
I know. It is.
And, you know, in the statement that the GW coach put out, he says he watched it once because he can only watch it once.
Right.
I wish I've only watched it once. I've watched it too many times.
Mm-hmm. Well, you just got to hope.
Why have you watched it so many times?
Because I watch the news.
Mm. I don't know the difference between the first degree murder charge and the third degree and the manslaughter.
That's with intent.
That's the law. All right. I can't speak to that. But the fact that he's charged, people should feel good about that. Obviously, the death of George Floyd's awful, but they're charging him.
Well, third degree makes it seem like it was almost accidental. When it
correct.
Obviously, did
yeah,
not
I don't
look
know.
Like
I don't know. I don't know the differences. You'd have to talk to a lawyer about that.
I have no idea. I'm not inside the dude's head. Do you think he tried to kill him?
I don't know. I have no idea.
I think he has to know if you have your knee on a guy's neck and he becomes unresponsive for 8 minutes. I think you have to know that
at some point
that's going to kill the dude.
I think the cops.
I would guess.
I think the cops were probably telling Floyd that you're just making an excuse that you want to get up. You know, you want to get out of the cuffs. That's probably what they thought.
Yeah, but he was on the guy's neck for 3 minutes after he was unconscious.
Yeah, I mean,
once he's immobilized, take your knee off of his neck.
Right, put him in the back of the squad car.
There are four of you there that can handle the situation.
Yeah,
the guy
was
yelling for his mom.
I can't believe. One of the other cops didn't pull the other cop off of him, but you know, maybe they're three
because
bad apples
like
too.
There's like a code. I think you know it's awful, but you get in there and there's a code to look out for each other. You know, but you did see, I think it was in Seattle, right, where a cop did pull a guy's knee off another guy, and they're like, look, we're not doing that, which is good.
But my question, when you say one bad apple, I agree to some extent, but let's go to that senator who's been pulled over 7 times. It's not just one guy pulling him over for nothing happening but him driving a nice car.
I get that, and I'm not saying racism doesn't exist. I'm just saying that the majority of police officers aren't going to pull over a guy like that just because he's driving a nice car. There are bad apples in every department.
Right.
But it's not systemic.
I think there may be some things underlying that are systemic and that the protests, let's separate that from the riots. Nobody supports rioting. Nobody supports looting. But the protests are to effectuate change, which maybe you think it's impossible. Mm-hmm. In terms of some of those systemic things, in terms of those statistics where it's the sixth leading cause of death for black men in America, police.
Well, I don't know the numbers. I haven't seen those numbers. But again, cops get highlighted when bad things happen.
True.
And when they 99% of the time, they're doing good things. But all right, that's all taken for granted.
Let's go to the
phones. On days like this anyway.
800-636-1067. We can't shy away from it. A bunch of people want to chime in. Who's up, EB?
Go to Daryl. Line one. Daryl, what's up?
Hey, man. How y'all doing this morning?
All right.
Hey, what's up, Daryl?
Not up, buddy? Too much. I've heard y'all say this, and it's like, it doesn't make me angry, but it's just, I need to highlight some things. When you say that is one guy's actions, I don't think a lot of this would have happened if those other cops who were just standing around would have been charged. And being black, just because these cops have been charged, like, I've seen lots of situations where people get charged and they don't get convicted. Mm-hmm. Maybe, like, for all I know, these other cops haven't been charged yet because the police union could be giving them the story to say, what story to say, so you guarantee that you get off. Like, any other situation, if you four guys, if one of you guys put your knee on somebody's neck and kill someone, and you all left at the same time, all of y'all would have been charged instantly if it was caught on video. But somehow the police are held to a lower standard than the average citizen. And then for EB to constantly say, I'm happy that JP pointed it out. He was like, when you keep on saying that you don't know if there's a small percentage of protesters who are rioters, but yet you'll always say it's only a small percentage of bad cops. Come on, bro. Like, how do you know it's such a small percentage of bad cops?
Well, there are about 800,000 cops. There are about 800,000 cops. Who make millions? Hold on, can I finish my point?
Yes.
There are about 800,000 cops who make thousands and thousands of arrests every single day, and these things are outliers. Each one of them's tragic, but these things are outliers, in my opinion. You can disagree. That's not to say it's not tragic.
But not every incident has to be George Floyd. Racial profiling and all of that, doesn't necessarily have you ever even thought that maybe it's not necessarily bad cops? It could just be bad training in general. That bro code of, oh yeah, we have, like you just said, it's a code. We have each other's back.
Mm-hmm.
You can have each other's back, but your object is to have the public's back. One of those cops could have prevented all of this, but they just chose to stand by and do nothing. So. Yeah.
I think because they're in a tough spot, too. I think they're in a tough spot, too.
I think
you're
right.
It's a tough spot to save somebody's life. I don't think it's a tough spot for those three police officers to interject and say, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah, I don't get that either.
I don't get it. I don't know. I just think it must be harder than you think.
Well, then
because of the pressure
you can call it
that
hard.
They have it's, on each other. You know,
it's
I don't,
wrong. It's wrong. And
not saying
you should step up to save somebody's life no matter what.
Yeah,
sure.
I mean, I hope the other three guys get charged.
Yeah.
I'm not sure they will, but I hope they do. And
I think they're just trying to dot their I's and cross
But that's
their
up
T's.
To a district attorney's office. I don't know why they haven't been charged yet. You'd have to call them. We don't know. We think that they should be. There could be other reasons.
I'm going to be 100% honest with you. I think they could have charged him with first-degree murder, all the other three guys with first-degree murder, and you still would be in the exact same boat. We'd still be in the exact same boat. People would still be outraged, and rightly so. He's unjustly
murdered. They also know that the district attorney's office knows you can only charge him with what you think he can be convicted on. If you charge him, all four of those guys, with first degree murder, they're not going to be convicted. First degree murder is premeditated. They're not going to be convicted of that.
Right. I understand. My point is simply that it's not that they haven't been charged yet is why the country's on fire. It's built up. I disagree with Jason in the sense that it's not just this one incident. It's the incidents that do happen all the time, but they're still outliers. But they do happen all the time.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's just this. It's just the George Floyd death.
Yeah,
I'm just saying that the bad stuff gets highlighted when it's on video, and all the good stuff that they do doesn't.
Yeah,
because the media is not going to highlight all the good stuff that the cops do.
Very rarely, almost never.
And you can't tell me there's 800,000 racist cops.
There's not.
There are some, of course. Racism exists in the country. It's terrible. But, I'm not going to say it's training. I don't know. I mean, cops would have to call up and defend themselves. But, look, this guy is a bad apple. He's a bad cop. He was charged, and hopefully he goes to jail.
Yeah. I think kill him for all I care.
But I don't think you can.
Give him the death penalty.
I don't think you can support, setting fire to a target. And stealing all the PlayStations and TVs because of it.
I don't think anybody does, and I think what Daryl was trying to point out, I believe that's a minority. You've got thousands and thousands of people protesting, not thousands and thousands and thousands rioting.
Oh, I don't think that's true. The rioting? Across the country?
Yeah, the percentage of people that are rioting is a very small percentage.
It's too many. Whatever it is, it's too many.
Total number.
I'm not saying it's not too many, yeah. But I'm just saying it only takes one person to light a fire, right? There are hundreds and thousands of people protesting. It's much like, look, I saw a video of Sup Dogs. Brett sent out one from Sup Dogs. There were protesters there, and there were like three or four donks that ran into his tent.
Yeah, well,
not hundreds.
Like, yeah, the majority were peaceful, at least in that protest.
Yes. For the most part. Phone lines are locked and loaded. We'll come back, take your calls, your chance to vent. Can't shy away from it. It's not like there's any sports to talk about anyway. Although next week, Jason, right, you've got a golf tournament next weekend.
Next Thursday, Charles Schwab Challenge. Can't get here soon enough.
I know, right?
Get your golf pool picks in.
Oh, I got to start 100%. Studying right now.
All right, we'll take your calls at 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. It's the Fan.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. You can also text The Fan on the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Standard message. Data charges may apply. Let's go back to the phones.
Let's go to Darnell, Hampton Roads. Darnell, what's up, buddy?
Hey, how y'all guys doing this
what's
morning?
Up? Hey, hanging up, in man? There.
All right. Hey, I'm going to just give y'all guys a quick, real very quick history on American injustice that we have had as African-American. I'm not taking anything away from America. I love it. I live here. But you have to understand, we've been unjust as African-Americans ever since we came from the boat from West Africa here. The reason that we holler now or we protest and some of the bad weed guys, we need to weed them out. But the other guys that is upset and protesting and may riot is because we couldn't do it years ago. As slaves, we couldn't do it. In the early 1900s, we couldn't do it in the 1800s. Because if we open our mouths or say anything, we would have to be in fear or in threat that somebody would attack our family. And even if y'all knew about the 60s, when Martin Luther King had peaceful protests, We had to worry about cross burnings. We had to worry about church bombings. We had to worry about home being bombed. So we couldn't say or do or protest or riot during those times. It's almost like a child get hurt. You put a Band-Aid on it, and then you tell the child to be quiet. Okay, I got a Band-Aid on it. Do you think for any reason that we're going to stay quiet? It hurts. It hurts, and it's a history. It's a history that we had to endure ever since we came here to America. So, yes, I don't blame the people being protesting. I don't blame them being a little bit over the edge when they protest. Yes. And going back to what Jason said, yeah, it was one bad cop. Now, neither one of y'all have any kind of percentage on who's the bad cop or percentage of bad cops out of all the cops in America. Nobody knows that. But we know, as African-American, we've been unjust by policemen from the history of time, from the history of America.
By the way, I'd say four bad cops, not just one bad cop. One cop, you know, had his knee on the neck the most, but it's four bad cops.
Well, also seems like one of them was fighting him in the car, actually, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And again, it was for a forgery, an alleged forgery of a $20 check.
Actually, it's more than four bad cops. It's the history of
bad cops. Oh, yes, we understand.
That we are angry about. It's the history, and we couldn't say anything about it.
So where do we go from here, Darnell? Where do we go from here? Because I don't think you support riots. You don't support the destruction of property.
What we need, we need an outcry, not only from African Americans, because they're turning a blind eye on us. We need an outcry on the white Americans. Just like back in the 1800s, we need, because that didn't change, African Americans didn't change slavery. It was the white abolitionists that changed the thoughts and changed the legislation and changed the law of us being just or being treated justly. That's what we need. We need an outcry of white Americans. I mean, an outcry. I mean, all our full-blown.
Are you encouraged, Darnell? Because I think you are seeing that when you see the scenes of the protests and you see the scenes.
There's a lot of white
riots,
protesters.
It's all races.
Yeah, but and even with that, guys, a lot of white Americans, I don't have anything to do with it. I'm not racist or anything like that. But they stand idle. And from what I know of history, the ones that stand idle and don't say anything, yeah, they might not have something to do with it. Or they might say, oh, that was bad. That was a racist guy. But you can't stand idle. Because for me, when you stand idle with your hands behind your back, just standing there looking at it and not having an outcry about it, you just as guilty as the guy with the knee, the guy that shot, the guy that killed all the other blacks. You're just as guilty.
Darnell, we got full phone lines, so we got to run. Appreciate your perspective.
Thank you, Darnell.
Thanks for the call, man.
Thank you. Let's go to Omaha, Germantown. What's up?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey, what's up? Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. So, I want to start off by saying I do appreciate the fact that you guys are even having this conversation and feeling this conversation. So thank you for that. And JP, especially, your perspective on this topic to me has been very encouraging. So, thank you for that. But I don't like the characterization that this is a one bad cop. Can we please, I'm begging you to stop saying that this is one bad cop. Understand, in this instance, in this video, it is one bad cop, but that is not what we're experiencing on a day-to-day basis as minorities in American communities. So I don't appreciate that characterization at times. You guys all seem to be parents and have children. Do you ever feel like you have to explain to your kids how to interact with cops?
No,
not really.
Yes, I have.
I have not.
Of course.
I mean, I've
I mean, I've always said you got to be respectful.
I have.
Yeah, to be respectful, you get pulled over, you do what the cops say.
But, okay,
but not to the extent of, like, when I read Antonio Daniels' words or the GW Hoops coach's words. Not to that extent.
I'm not worried about them being beat up just for being a person, But I do tell them how to react with cops. Yes. Listen
course,
to them.
Okay, and that should be standard, of course. Okay, and I agree with that, so I can understand that. But I have countless experiences as a minority in this country with my interaction with cops and how fearful I am of them. Do you feel fearful of cops? Like, think about that aspect of it. Like, there's an angle of this mindset that we are fearful of cops. We shouldn't be fearful of cops. We shouldn't be fearful of cops. We should be somebody that we reach out to and you know, look for protection or, you know, but it is a very difficult process that we go through.
The only time I've been fearful of a cop is when Cakes left his wallet for some reason underneath his car seat, and we were carpooling at the time, and Cakes reached underneath his car seat.
Yeah, but I told the cop before I did it, because at that point I was fearful.
Right.
If I had to reach for my wallet without seeing
Amaha, when I said, are you still there, buddy?
Yep, here.
Okay. When I said that this was the result of one bad cop's actions, the protesting, okay, maybe it's based on a pent-up frustration of history, but, I mean, there have been other unarmed black guys who were killed by black cops, and there's no protest there, right? So what do you want to happen? I mean, do you want the cops just to go away? I mean, I don't understand how.
Absolutely not.
You can't get into people's heads.
I don't want cops to go away. No, I want to be able to call the cops. I also want the same protection that you
right.
get, or the right. same security you feel when you call the cops as when I call the cops. I want that same protection and security.
Well, does that happen every single time? Well, okay, let me ask you this. Has every single experience that you've had with a police officer been bad?
No, it was not.
Okay,
I'm not characterizing it as such.
Right, okay, all right.
But also, I think what you guys had touched on earlier is that cops need to go through different levels of training and sensitivity to certain things. The way they react to certain people, I think cops also feel emboldened to do things sometimes that they, I don't know. I don't have the answer.
It's obviously complicated.
Well, you're right. You're right about that, but we don't know that they don't go through the training
Thank
either.
Thank you, Maha.
We have no idea.
We've got a bunch of people that want to chime in. The phone number is 800-636-1067. You can also tweet us at Junks Radio. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.